According to recent news reports, there are 9 deaths related to vaping across the nation. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control has confirmed 7, but that could change. The agency reports more than 500 lung illnesses could be connected to the use of e-cigarettes, and this caught the attention of Tallahassee Community College freshman Savannah Benachowski.
I have heard a lot of national conversation about it, and it does certainly raise a concern to me. I am much so concerned for my health. I'm trying to cut down a lot. It's just really hard because I've been juuling for 2.5 years.
Benachowski says she was introduced to vaping at a party when her friend let her try their Juul device and says it helps calm her nerves. Earlier this month, Juul, the commonly known e-cigarette brand, was issued a warning by the Federal Food and Drug Administration for marketing its products as a safer alternative to traditional cigarettes. Just 2 days after, the Trump administration said it plans to ban flavored e-cigarettes from the market nationwide. E-cigarettes or vapes have become popular for a perception that they're healthier than regular cigarettes. The Center for Responsive Politics says people often overlook that most of the companies that created them are now owned by Big Tobacco.
What we found when speaking with educators and parents was that a lot of times the children didn't even know that vaping products contained nicotine. And when following up with parents, they also felt in many instances it was a harmless habit.
That's Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody. The tobacco plant contains the nicotine chemical that a lot of these vaping products have. The CDC says it has not identified any specific product that is linked to all cases. While there are still no definite answers, Florida leaders are taking action. Florida Republican State Senator David Simmons says he will reintroduce a bill to raise the smoking age to 21.
Not going to predict what the House of Representatives might do with this, but I am stating to you that I believe that there is a very cautious optimism that we will be able to pass very meaningful legislation.
Tobacco 21 Eastern Regional Director Shannon Quimby believes that the state of Florida is on the right path and doesn't want any policy in Florida to reverse the progress that's been made.
It's good common sense policy. However, it is just one policy, and there are others. There are complementary policies that are just as important around tobacco that will help keep Florida's youth numbers low.
Quimby also refers to the Tobacco Free Kids campaign, which would work on policy to ban flavored e-cigarettes and vapes such as cotton candy, which suggests that children are a target. New York, California, and Michigan have begun introducing state bans on flavors in hopes to mitigate concerns. Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran is working with the Florida Department of Health to develop a 3-hour course that will serve as an intervention that will educate children on the risk of using these products if they are caught or suspended.
Kids' lungs are, they're being hospitalized with damage to their lungs in short periods of time. So, the First Lady launched an initiative along with the General, and we adopted a rule last month at her request that now we look at all 67 counties. How are you teaching drug and alcohol abuse? Who's teaching it, and what's the curriculum?
The billion-dollar retail store Walmart Incorporated has also joined the wave by announcing that they will no longer be selling e-cigarettes in efforts to help the nation during this crisis. For WFSU News, I'm Brittany Jarrett.